Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast Reset, coming to you from Wheeling, West Virginia. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated, and this season on the podcast, I'll be doing interviews and the power of three. Three things that we can do daily to accelerate our lives. Welcome to the show. Let's go. Good morning, folks, and welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, episode 22 of 2022. Oh, man, I really wanted to do this episode yesterday, but I didn't, so here we are today. As all of you know, yesterday was 2/22/22, which is fascinating because my car just went over 222 miles. Which was pretty cool on 2/22/22, which episode 22 would have been great to record yesterday, but with Monday being a holiday, I took time to just relax, which is what I'm going to talk about a little bit on today's episode. But sometimes you just got to chill and take some time for yourself, even if you don't want to. It is necessary to relax, rejuvenate, and just recover from everything that you have going on. Which is what I did yesterday. I needed it yesterday morning so bad. Plus, I really couldn't get motivated. As great as this year has been, this week has been a struggle, and we are only at Wednesday. Anyways, the title of today's episode is Life is Hard. All right, number one, don't talk about it, be about it. Life is hard when you don't live what your thoughts and actions are. Or in other words, when you say one thing and do another. Oftentimes, we are the ones that make our lives hard by not being our authentic selves. Quote, change equals self-improvement. Push yourself to places you haven't been before. End quote. Pat Summitt, the legendary coach of the Tennessee Volunteers women's team. I love that quote because when you change, or at least what you should be striving for in terms of change, is self-improvement. If you are changing for the worse, you may want to check yourself. But you got to push yourself to get to places you haven't been as well. So this statement is true, and it fits perfectly for today. So today, if you're going to be about it, you've got to change. Improve yourself and be authentic. We have the power to make life easier. We just have to be willing and honest with ourselves and not worry about what the world thinks. Truth is, what I've learned over the last year is I can't say and post about one way and then live another. And I don't think any of us should do that. It was a tough blow to hear that, you know, I'm doing this or I'm saying this, but doing that. And I had to get in line with my thoughts and actions. And that's why we're here today, because I realized that and I had to make that change. And I think the battle this week for me has been just that, that feeling of, am I who I say I am? And man, I'll tell y'all, the world will come at you in a lot of different ways. And right now I'm feeling like I'm just not enough and I'm not good enough. But what I know is God created me to be enough and make me enough for those around me and what he has planned for my life. So moving on to number two, overcoming addiction is not easy, but it's worth it. So what's harder, living in or with your addiction or living in recovery? Ask yourself that if you're struggling with addiction today. And let's be real. Most of us are struggling with some sort of addiction. You might hear the word addiction and think drugs, alcohol, sex, things like that. But let's look at the reality of addiction. Are you on your cell phone all the time? Do you have to have it with you? Are that person that freaks out when you can't find your phone? Do you go shopping? Are you watching TV a lot? Are you working out a lot? There are a lot of things that can be considered addiction. Smoking, for instance. That was part of the reason I had to take a break from the podcast because I was still smoking cigs and thinking, wow, I'm preaching about being a better man, being a better husband or boyfriend, you know, better parent, all these things. But here I was still smoking cigarettes. Well, here we are. I don't even know how many days in now, but I haven't smoked since the beginning of January, literally the first week, and I'm super pumped and proud about that. But if I'm going to be about it, or if I'm going to talk about it, I got to be about it. And if I'm going to talk about how we can be healthier, then boom, quit smoking. And I'm proud of that fact because for the first time ever, I actually legitimately haven't smoked a single cigarette since like January 6th or 7th, whatever day it was. So, anyways, if you're struggling today, reach out to someone you trust for help. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet of the nations." I love this verse. God knew us before he created us, and we were set apart to live for him. We all might not be meant to be prophets, which is fine, but God does have a plan for all of us, and it is up to us to get the help we need if we're struggling with something. Then it's also our responsibility to allow God to change our lives and follow his plan for us. Excuse me. And I assure you, that plan is not to live an addicted life. So if you're struggling today with any type of addiction, reach out to somebody that you can count on to get you help and get you going in the right direction. And I'll tell you what, 5 years ago, for me, that was my mom. I knew she was the only person I could go to and tell about my issues. And addiction sucks. And we can overcome it, but you have to be ready to make that first step, admitting you have a problem. Think about that. All right, number three today. You won't always want to. Listen, we all go through hard stuff. It's not a secret. Life can be tough. As the title of the episode says, life is hard. A lot of it, though, is brought on by our own choices. Hello. If we make better choices, we have less problems, essentially. So always do life even when you don't want to. And sometimes you might just have to take a break and relax, but never give up or quit on yourself. When I don't want to do something, sometimes, well, most of the times, I'm going to do it anyway. But what I've done is created a life where I don't have too many things that I don't enjoy doing. So if you're doing a lot of things in your life today that you can't stand, you need to change what it is you're doing because ultimately your mental health depends on it. Here's what I know. My mom used to always tell me this. You might have a job you can't stand, but you won't be good at it because you can't stand it. And I've been blessed enough to work at places I absolutely love my whole life, except for one. I lasted 30 days at this restaurant at the beach, and I just didn't fit in. And I realized real quick, okay, this place ain't for me. Time to roll out and get to a place I enjoy. And I loved bartending and waiting tables. It was perfect for me. It taught me a lot of things in my life because I was a shy kid, fresh out of college when I got my first serving job. And I realized real quick, one of my friends taught me that you have to become an entertainer and you have to be personable and you can't be shy if you're going to make money in that industry. I promise you that. And that taught me how to not be shy anymore. Because right at this point in time in my life, I am by far not shy at all. And I love talking. I love meeting people. I just love what I do. I love helping people. I love making an impact in their lives, whether it's through this podcast or through my career as an insurance agent. It's all about helping others. Love the life you have while creating the life you desire. Hal Elrod, guy who wrote The Miracle Morning. I actually still haven't read this book, but I've listened to several podcasts with this guy. And you got to be thankful for the life that you have where you're at before you can create the life you desire. And like I said, you might not be where you want to be right now, but be thankful for the things that you do have because there's somebody out there who wishes they were in your position. If you don't like the job you're in, find something you love to do. If you don't like the people around you, make new friends. You have that choice today to do something about your life. It's up to you to create the life you desire. And that's what Life Accelerated is, being the best version of yourself, keeping God first, and creating your life. We all have a picture of how we want life to be, and we all are more than capable of making that happen. So quit making excuses, quit with the limiting beliefs that are holding you back, and start realizing your potential today. Folks, thanks for coming back and checking out the episode. Share it with somebody who needs to hear it. Remember, the only way we grow is by liking, sharing, commenting, leaving a review on whatever podcast platform you listen on. I really appreciate it. And I need some reviews to read. I still don't have any reviews to read that are new. Anyway, I could go back and read the ones my family left, but come on, it's my family. What do you think they're going to say? Anyways, I love y'all. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Oh, wait, I almost forgot. You know what time it is on Wednesdays. Look back at Monday, Tuesday. How'd it go? What do you need to improve on? And finish strong Thursday, Friday. Remember that piece of advice. Wednesdays is middle of the week. You got the opportunity to just relax, look back Monday, Tuesday. What did you do well? What did you not do well? And what needs fixed? So you can crush it on Thursday, Friday. All right, that is all for the day, folks. I love you. Have a wonderful day, and come back and check me out on the next episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who needs to hear today's message. Remember to follow me on social media for more inspiring content. Listen, we're only going to grow this thing if we share it and have reviews. I appreciate those of you out there taking the time to do that. Now let's get out there and accelerate our lives.